Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. Drew Copeland is going to be making his first appearance on our program today. Many of you have gotten to know him from the group Sister Hazel, but he also is an individual that has had a love of music for quite some time and has had the opportunity to be able to share that with the world. The great thing about Drew is that he hasn't kept that love of music to himself. He's also been sharing with other people what they can do to be able to find success in their own career. He's the host of a show that I think many of you guys out there need to know about. It's called Do I Have a Hit Song? You guys can find it on indiemusic.tv. We'll be reminding you of that a little bit later. We're going to talk to Drew not only about what it's been like for him to be a part of this opportunity that is really going to help some independent artists out there, but also to showcase talent that is going on literally around the world. Before we get into that conversation with Drew, here is an indie artist I recently had an opportunity to interview. Her name is Amy Kress. Here she is with her single Numb. Stay with us. We'll be back with Conversations Live right after this. Right here on Conversations Live, a great indie artist that I've had the opportunity to talk to on this program, which brings us to our next guest for this next segment. Drew Copeland's making his first appearance on our program today. Many of you know him, of course, from the group Sister Hazel, but he's also the host of a new show called Do I Have a Hit Song? It's a great show that's on Indie Music TV. We're going to talk to Drew not only about him being a part of that, but what it's been like for him to see, of course, the talent of songwriters out there and the opportunity that Indie Music TV is being able to offer. Drew, hello to you, and welcome to the program.
Hey, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Hey, we're glad to do it. Congratulations to you, Drew, not only the success that you've been able to have, as I said, as an artist yourself, but also, of course, in what you're doing to help to really be able to, I think, encourage others that are coming up in this industry. A big part of this show, though, Do I Have a Hit Song, is, of course, the power of the Internet, being able to really use that to your advantage, as well as, of course, to be able to showcase your talent. What has it been like for you to be a part of this process, Drew?
Well, you know what? It's really eye-opening. I've watched a lot of the other talent shows, some of the shows that really focus on the ability to sing and, you know, the performance aspect of what it's like to be an artist. But for this show specifically, what drew me to this show was the idea of tapping into an artist with a deeper sense of what it is to be a musician and a songwriter, and watch these people come in with songs that they've written. Either they were inspired, you know, emotionally, or whether they, you know, they just had something that drove them to write this song, and to come on and share that and be able to express that and try to make a connection with an audience. We came up, you know, the band I'm in came up kind of old school. You know,
right.
We wrote our own songs, and we toured and toured and toured and played, you know, every club and pub you can imagine. Throughout the Southeast, until we got a lucky break and came up with a song that connected with an audience. And so it's really cool to be a part of a show that's kind of tapping back into, although we're going to be using all of the technology that today offers, we're still kind of tapping into the old school of, hey, write a song, perform it, and see if it connects with an audience.
Right. And, you know, it's so great. I had, of course, the founder of Indie Music TV on the program not too long ago, Drew. And the thing that really got me, and I was saying this earlier to our listening audience, is that, you know, he being an artist himself, he understands and appreciates the journey. Do you think that also is what makes this show so great? Because you guys know what these songwriters have gone through. You guys have been there. You've done it. And as you said, you know, it was in a different, you know, avenue that you guys really, you know, were able to come into your own. But now you're able to amplify that with new media today. Do you think that also helps them to understand how something like this is so important for their careers?
Oh, absolutely. 100%. And I think that it also, you know, it's kind of fun in a way because you got to pay your dues and you got to feel the anxiety of, is someone going to like this? You know what I mean? Like you got to,
right.
You know, you're putting yourself out there. And honestly, that's some of the excitement of what we do is that at some point you got to put yourself out there and see if it's going to connect. And this show and these venues and avenues that we're using to promote it, they put these people in that limelight. And it's a lot of fun to watch.
Yeah. The other thing that I love about this, Drew, is that it's all about originality, that the contestants have to have original work. Do you think that also challenges them? Because, you know, so many times I think in any field these days, you know, not just in music, you know, you are kind of told to kind of go the path of someone else. Do you think it really helps them to understand and appreciate the importance of being able to make their own trail and to follow that?
Oh, yeah, I definitely do. And I think it also look, I think a lot of the people that have been on some of these other shows, they have an immense amount of talent. Some of the people that are on these shows, they possess the songwriting craft as well. But some of them don't. And so with the artists that are putting themselves out for this show, it's not just all about whether or not you can sing or not. It's about taking that song that you created and performing it for somebody and making that connection. And so, you know, I think it's important for them to also look at, man, what are the things I need to do to hone my craft? Like if it turns out that the feedback I get from the show is, hey, you're a great singer, but your song is a little, you know, needs a little help. Your songwriting needs a little help. Well, you know, maybe that's it. Maybe they come back and find out, hey, your song is so powerful that it connected with me, but you should really work on your singing and playing. You know, it just kind of, it kind of gives it helps to make a whole, you know, a full rounded audience.
I totally agree. And, again, that's one of the great things because, again, they're hearing this critique from someone who definitely knows the business themselves. I want to say for those who are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live. Drew Copeland is our guest today. If that name sounds familiar, you know him, of course, from the hit group Sister Hazel. But he's also an individual in his own right that's been able to share his love of music with the world and seen the way that people around the world have responded. And now he's the host of a new show called Do I Have a Hit Song? It's on Any Music TV. You know, a great opportunity for songwriters out there to be able to showcase, of course, their skills. And there are some amazing prizes that come along with this, Drew, as well, which I think is great. We'll be giving that website out again here in just a moment. I want to talk about, though, the other people out there who are not just a part of this, but also are supporting it. There's a great video that's on the website, doihavahitsong.com. You know, these notable names who are saying, hey, you know, make sure you guys are taking notice of this. What is it like for you to have that support from your fellow artists of this program?
Well, it's cool. You know, I actually went to a lot of the people that you saw in there that are supporting that. They're personal friends of mine, and I went to these guys and told them about what I was getting into, and they were like, you know what, man, I would watch that. And that was something my band said as well. They were, you know, when I told them that I was looking at doing this project, they said, man, I would watch that show. That's something that I would actually tune in and watch. And you know, it's good. It gives me a sense of you know, I there's a little integrity here where I feel like, you know what, man, this isn't, I'm not selling out to a contest show that my friends aren't going to support. This is something that all of them feel like, man, you never know who the next great singer-songwriter is going to be.
Exactly. How important was it for you in this process to make sure that it was not only easy to understand for those who would be contestants, Drew, but also to make sure that people who wanted to support it and then to promote it could do so easily? Because one of the things I noticed on the website is that you guys have kind of covered all the social media outlets, you know, and have those buttons available for people could easily be able to share it. How important has that been to the process?
Well, I'll tell you, I wish that I could take any credit for any of that, but I'm just trying to make sure that the part that I'm responsible for, that I articulate it correctly for everyone that's listening. Mm-hmm. But we have a great team of people that are involved that are helping to put this out. In fact, we would not have gained any traction had it not been for the team that we put together. They're covering all the bases as far as the social media outlets, the rules to the contest and how you can be involved and how you have a chance to have your music heard. All that took a really good, strong team of people to put together. And, you know, we're still gaining momentum with people that are getting involved. And it really looks like this thing is going to take off.
Right. And that's the exciting thing. You know, I think it has to be rewarding for you, Drew. As I said, you've been able to experience your own success. It has to be rewarding for you to know that you're going to be instrumental, you know, in being a part of seeing someone else's, you know, career, you know, take off, you know, by them being able to, you know, to go after their dreams. You know, how rewarding is that for you to know that, you know, by being a part of this show, whether it's as a host or as a mentor, that you're able, you know, to kind of be a part of this journey for somebody?
Well, you know, I haven't really been asked to give advice or anything like that. But behind the scenes, some of these people that are songwriters and singers and songwriters, we've had conversations on the side. And you know what? I feel good about that. I really do have. You know, look, my band has been together for over 20 years, and we've had the same lineup for over 20 years. And I've been fortunate enough to make a living playing music for, you know, the last 25 years. And so whether I like it or not, I'm old and I've been in the business a long time and I've learned a lot about the music business. And there's a sense of worth and there's a, you know, it does feel good to talk to these people that have the passion for something that I've made a career out of. And it's nice to be able to pass along any bits of advice that they want from me. That is a good feeling.
Right. Well, it's something for us to definitely be able to follow. Again, everyone, Drew Copeland has been our guest. You know him, of course, from the group Sister Hazel, but he's also an individual that has the opportunity and the honor to be the host of a new program that you guys can definitely support. It's called Do I Have a Hit Song? It's a great question. That is the question that will be answered on this program. You guys can stay connected with the show by going to www.doihaveahitsong.com. Again, it's www.doihaveahitsong.com. There are three things I want you guys to really take notice of. One is at the top right, where you'll be able to see all the social media links where you guys can stay connected on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all of those. But also, of course, make sure you guys familiarize yourself with how to enter. That information is a big tab on there for that. You'll see the session dates for that, as well as, of course, you'll be able to find out more information about the producers and mentors of the program. You can get that. And then I think what everyone wants to know, Drew, are the prizes. So there's a big tab for that as well, so they can be able to find out what the prizes are. Drew, how can our listeners stay connected with you as well?
You can check us out. SisterHazel.com is the main website for the band, and we're still busy at it. We did over 80 shows this past year, and we've got our annual cruise that we do coming up in January. It's called the Rock Boat, and you can go to therockboat.com and look up that. This year we're taking out every year we take out between 22 and 30 bands with us, and this is our 15th year of doing the Rock Boat. This year we're taking out Bare Naked Ladies and Michael Fronte and just a whole host of great bands with us that will be out on the high seas. And I'm pretty easy to catch up with. You can catch me on Facebook. You can catch Sister Hazel on Facebook. And I just really appreciate you having me on the show and helping me spread the word about this television show.
Hey, man, the pleasure's definitely been all mine. Thank you so much for the time, Drew. Really do appreciate it. And we thank you, our listeners, for joining us for another great segment of Conversations Live. For those joining us on the radio side, there's more Conversations Live to come. For our online listeners, though, if you guys came in late and missed part of the conversation, you guys can find the link on our social media pages. Head over to facebook.com/CyrusWeb or go over to twitter.com/CyrusWeb. Click on that link. You can listen to the show completely for free and even share it with your friends using the social media buttons you'll find there. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. You all make it a great one.